Welcome to my Success in a Year Signature Program. This is month one, and we're going to be talking all about goals. One of the most important things anybody can do is to define their goals, define the vision for their life. And I want to start by asking you, if you can imagine yourself a year from now, what do you actually and truly see? Is everything about the same as it is today, or do you really have a bigger goal or dream or vision for yourself? Most people do have a bigger version of themselves somewhere buried inside of their minds, but very few people actually believe that it's possible or believe at their gut level they can truly change over the course of a year or longer and beyond. Now, what I want you to start doing this month is start thinking about yourself as a goal setter, but as somebody who doesn't just set goals, but somebody who actually achieves their goals, who brings their vision into reality. And it starts with your belief in yourself. If you believe that whatever you can visualize for yourself, I mean, whatever you can imagine in your mind, that you could in fact bring that into reality. And through the process of effective goal setting and obviously following through on those goals with effective planning and action taking, well, then you can begin to make this vision become a reality. Now, again, it all starts with what we're going to be doing here in month one. And so think about having an overall goal or vision, and that it's really vital to your success. I mean, just take a look around at any great achiever. Anybody that you really admire, whether it's authors, speakers, writers, great politicians, entertainers, we all see them as people that, you know, have made big achievements. They've already been able to accomplish big things in their lifetime. And what we often forget is that they started from very humble beginnings. Most of them, I mean, their humble beginnings usually began with the thought, the idea, the seed that was planted, which was really just a goal of somewhere they wanted to go, just like me and you. You have somewhere that you want to get to, don't you? Of course you do. And by setting goals effectively, you can begin planting those seeds and start drawing you towards the future that you ultimately envision for yourself. Now, the one you really believe you can have, just think about that. If you're the kind of person that can persist on the action that's required behind these goals, then I want you to start visualizing your ideal life. And let's start by saying this. If you haven't done it before, I'm going to ask you to start visualizing your ideal life. We're going to take it way down the road. We're going to go 10 years into the future. Where do you really want to be in 10 years, guys? It seems at the moment like a long time away, but if you just think of 10 years back from now, just go back 10 years in your mind, and you can see how quickly that time has evolved. Did you do everything in your past 10 years that you think you wanted to achieve, or do you think you left a lot of stuff out because you didn't plan it effectively, you didn't make it a priority, or you just didn't set it as a goal? You'll quickly see, especially as you get older in your life, that 10 years can just fly by. And you can miss the boat on a whole bunch of opportunity if you don't correctly plan it. So we want to start you thinking about where you want to be 10 years from now. And then moving forward, how we can start to plot and write goals that will lead us to where we ultimately want to buy our best ideal life. And so we're going to start by doing that this month and just want you to take the action steps, right? So here's your first action step. Let's talk about some of the specific action steps that we're going to be doing throughout the course of this month and this Success in a Year program. It starts by writing out a detailed vision of your unique life as its most successful. This is where you can really have a lot of fun. You can sit down and really take the time to think about your ideal life. And so here's the problem. The problem is that most of us never even take a minute to really think about our ideal life, what we actually and truly want, if we could have anything. Most of us, let's face it, we're too busy with the day-to-day ongoing, what's happening in our lives. We go to work, maybe we're commuters and stuck in traffic for 2 or 3 hours a day. And we've got to get the kids to school, and we got to plan for sports, and we have to get the house prepared and visit our neighbors and go to the family functions. But before we know it, there's no time left to actually do things that we want to do that are most important to us. We often lose touch with this ultimate vision or the things that we truly want at gut level. So now we're going to take the time this month to sit down and actually think about what we truly want and what our ultimate vision would be if we could really have anything. Welcome to my Success in a Year Signature Program. This is month one, And we're going to be talking about goals. One of the most important things anybody can do is to define their goals, define the vision for their life. And I want to start by asking you, if you imagine yourself a year from now, what do you actually and truly see? Is everything about the same as it is today, or do you really have a bigger goal or dream or vision for yourself? Most people do have a bigger version for themselves, somewhere buried inside of their minds, but very, very few people actually believe that it's possible or believe at gut level that they can truly change over the course of a year or longer or and beyond. So what I want you to start doing this month is start thinking about yourself as a goal setter, but as somebody who doesn't just set goals, but somebody who actually achieves their goals, who brings their vision into reality. And it starts with your belief in yourself. If you believe that whatever you can visualize for yourself, whatever you can imagine in your mind, that you can in fact bring that into reality. And through the process of effective goal setting and obviously following through on those goals with effective planning and action taking, well then you can begin to make this vision become a reality. Again, it all starts with what we're going to be doing here in month one. So think about having an overall goal or vision that's really vital to your success. Look around at any great achiever, anybody that you've really admired, whether it's authors, speakers, writers, great politicians, entertainers. We all see these people for the achievements that they've already been able to accomplish in their lifetime. What we often forget is that they started from very, very humble beginnings. Most of them, I would say, and their humble beginnings usually began with the thought, the idea, the seed that was planted, which was really just a goal of somewhere they wanted to get to. So you have somewhere that you want to get to? Of course you do. And by setting goals effectively, you can begin planting those seeds and start drawing you towards the future that you ultimately envision for yourself. Now, the one you really believe that you can have, I want you to really dig deep for that one. If you're the kind of person that can persist on action that's required behind these goals, well, then visualize your ideal life. Let's start by saying this. If you haven't done it before, I'm going to ask you to start visualizing your ideal life. We're going to take it way down the road. We're going to take it 10 years into the future. Where do you really want to be in 10 years? It seems at the moment like a long time away, but if you just think of 10 years back from now, go back 10 years in your mind and you can see how quickly that time has evolved. I mean, did you do everything in your past 10 years that you think you wanted to achieve? Or do you think you left a lot of stuff up because you just didn't plan effectively, you didn't make it a priority, or you didn't set it as a goal? You'll quickly see, especially as you get older in your life, that 10 years will just fly by and you can miss the boat on a whole bunch of opportunities if you don't correctly plan it. So we want to start thinking about where we want to be in 10 years from now. And then moving forward, how can we start to plot and write down goals that will lead us to where we ultimately want to buy our best ideal life? We're going to start by doing that this month. So the action steps I want you to take, so I want you to talk about some of the specific action steps that we're going to be doing throughout the course of this month in this particular program, in the Success in a Year program. It starts by writing out detailed visions of your unique life at its most successful. Now, this is where you can really have a lot of fun. You can sit down and really take the time to think about your ideal life. Here's the problem, though. And I don't want to call it a problem, it's a challenge. And most of us never even take a minute to really think about our ideal life. What we actually and truly want, if we could have anything. Now, most of us, let's face it, we're too busy with the day-to-day ongoing, what's happening in our lives. We go to work, maybe we're commuters and stuck in traffic for 2 or 3 hours a day. And we've got to get the kids to school, if you have any, into sports. And we have to get the house prepared and we have to go visit our neighbors and go to the family functions. But before we know it, there's no time to actually do the things that we wanted to do that are most important to us. And we often lose touch with the ultimate vision or the things that we truly want at gut level.